こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、2013年の TOEIC 受験者約528万人の国別平均スコアランキングが発表されました。日本人の平均スコアは512点で48カ国中40位でした。1位はバングラデシュで895点、2位はインドで861点、3位はカナダで819点でした。
National score averages derived from over 5,280,000 test takers of the English exam TOEIC have been released.Japan came in 40th place out of 48 countries with an average score of 512 points. First place was Bangladesh with an average of 895 points. Second was India with an average of 861 points. And third place was Canada with an average of 819 points.
そう、ぶっちゃけこのランキングはあんまりあのどうでもいいというか、relevant じゃないんだよね。
なんで？
あの、いや、平均スコアが面白いなって思って、あのほとんど受けてるの日本人と韓国人でしょ多分。だから国別ランキングって言っても、そう、日本人何万人とかで、多分他の国が何千人とか何百人とかだから、その誰でも受けてる、日本みたいに誰でも結構受けてるのか、すごいできるエリートの人だけ多分インドとか受けてるから、まあランキングで下の方になっちゃうのは仕方ないんだけど、平均スコア512点、なんかあの512点ってどういう、なんか何百点だとどうなのかなって分かんないじゃん、今受けてる人以外は。でちょっと見たんだけど、まあ普通の日本企業に就職するんだとだいたい600点必要で、ソフトバンクみたいにこう英語に力を入れてる会社か、あと海外に転勤が多い商社とかだとだいたい700点以上、で、まあ、外資はまあ普通に900点とかまあ以上必要らしいんだけど、マイケルと受けたことないもんね。いらないもんね。
いや、
あの私1回だけ大学の時受けたけど、結構TOEICで苦しんでる人多いからさ、やっぱり就職にはね、どうしても必要なんだと思うんだけど、ちなみに400点で看板が読める、なんかレストランとかさ、だいたい、あ、何、イタリアンレストランとかそういうのが読める程度で、500点だと時刻表が読めるぐらい、600点でゆっくり道順を説明されたら分かるぐらいらしいよ。
Interesting.
いや、ただ TOEIC スピーキングがないから、トイックができるからといって喋れるわけでもないっていう。なんか外資で働いてるとたまにいたもん、そのトイックの点はすごい高いんだけど、実際会議とかに出てあんまり喋れるわけでもないみたいな。だから
It's interesting what you brought up earlier about who's actually taking these tests, because there's a lot of casual English learners in Japan.
Yeah.
But there aren't so many casual English learners in other countries so much that are taking this test.
Yeah. そうだね。まあ、casual learners だったらこういうテスト受けないもんね、普通は。You know, like, and I think in other countries, like, まあ、吉田健作先生も言ってたけど、本当に英語ができるかできないでかで、生死が分かれるみたいな人もいるわけじゃん。だからそういうわけじゃないからね、日本は。
And there's also the issue of language distance.
Yeah.
The Japanese is really far away from English, whereas a lot of languages actually share the same base and a lot of the same roots for words.
そうね。まあでも、ちなみに中国は平均が716点で12位、韓国は632点で30位だから、まあ中国韓国、日本の中では、まあ、日本の平均点が一番低いっていうことにはなっちゃってるけどね。頑張ろう。
頑張ろう。
あの、あ、そう、あ、あの、あ、いや、あとで言う。次。 イスラム組織ハマスが実効支配するパレスチナ自治区ガザに対し、今月8日からイスラエル軍が空爆を中心に攻撃してきましたが、ガザからイスラエルに掘られた地下トンネルの制圧を目的に掲げ、17日より地上侵攻が始まりました。これを受けハマスの戦闘員がイスラエル国内に侵入し、攻撃を仕掛けるなど被害はさらに拡大しています。今月開始したイスラエルの軍事作戦で死亡したパレスチナ人は最低でも432人ってここには書いたんだけど、増えたよね今朝。445人、まあ、
今も増えてる。
いや、で7割以上が一般市民と言われています。また避難民は8万人を超えました。
It has been reported that more than 100 Palestinians were killed by bombings and street battles in Gaza yesterday in what has been considered the most intense day of fighting in Israel's offensive against HamasIsrael began a ground invasion effort on the 17th to augment an already aggressive bombing campaign that they have been engaged in since the 8th. Israel aims to gain control of offensive tunnels being used by Hamas. More than 445 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have died in the nearly two-week-long offensive. The UN estimates that 80% of the casualties have been civilians and more than 80,000 people have been displaced so far.
そう、この数字ね、あの今もう現時点で行われている戦争の話だから、yeah. どんどんあの増える一方だから、今言ってる数字も明日には変わってるみたいな感じなんだけど、 あんまりこう歴史の背景とか知らなかったんだけどさ、
really?
結局あれだよね、あの報復合戦だよね、一番簡単に言うと、あと領土問題、あの今回のその空爆とかっていうのはそもそもその6月、まあ、いろんな歴史的背景があってお互いこうギスギスしている中で6月にイスラエルの男の子3人が誘拐殺害事件で死んでしまって、それに対して、まあ、仕返しにイスラエル側がパレスチナの男の子を生きたままこう焼き殺したりしたみたいのがあって、そこからまあこの大きいのに、
Well, this has been
ずっとだもんね、でも
This has been going on for a very long time since、at least 2000 they've been、attacking each other on and off and have、ceasefires and violate those ceasefires and、
あのまあ、パレスチナ問題って日本のニュースとかでは、まとめて言われてるけど、
It's an interesting way to name it.
Yeah. あの基本的にそのパレスチナはあのこれまでずっと自爆テロとかをそのハマス あの人たちがやってきたんだけど、壁をイスラエル側が作ったからもうそれができなくなって、今ロケット弾なんだよね、でそのロケット弾がイスラエルの民間の人が普通に住んでいる居住区の 70% ぐらいにもレンジがかかってるから、まあ普通の人も、まあでも迎撃してるからそんなに当たってはないけど、
So the rockets being fired by Palestine are not really killing anyone.
Yeah. だってイスラエルすごいもんね、まあ、中東で最強の軍事力と言われているぐらい。
Well, Israel has sold a lot of arms by the United States. Israel is considered a very close ally of the US.
Right.
And the US tends to back their activities there for political reasons, religious reasons, business reasons.
今回もオバマ大統領は、まあ、イスラエルの側を支持しているというか、まあ、パレスチナ そのハマスが攻撃してきているから仕方ないよねっていう体でいることはいるんだけど、
A lot of really strange arguments are being made in the media. If you pay attention to Western media, particularly the US media, they're it's very disturbing how blatantly biased their reporting has been.
そうだよね。あのさらっと見ただけだと結構その、まあ、パッと見イスラエルがの軍事力がそのパレスチナのハマスとあまりにも差がありすぎて、こうパレスチナの方が死んでる数もすごい多いから、イスラエルがもう完全に悪者で、あの強者が弱者をいじめているみたいな報道もあれば、あの逆にいやハマスがいろいろやってるからイスラエルが自分の国を守らなくちゃしょうがないっていう のもあれば、いやどっちもどっちでしょうみたいなのもあれば、その人によってというかメディアによっても国によってもスタンスが違うからね。
Well, first of all, a lot of blame has been placed on the civilians、in Palestine、which I think is wrong.
Yeah.
The argument that's being made by、Western media and Israel is, well, we use this、knock-on-the-roof bombing technique,、and this is a technique where they send a small bomb first, totally capable of killing people.
Right.
I think they have killed people with these things, but they send a small bomb first, it blows up, and gives the people there...something like a 3-minute warning
right.
to leave before a different bomb shows up in this, around the same location, which is a much more powerful and destructive bomb. And so they're saying that these civilians are dying because they're getting in the way of our bombs. You know, it's a ridiculous argument.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. まあ、あとなんか報道によってはあれだよね、そのイスラエル側がパレスチナのその普通のシビリアンに向けてもう逃げた方がいいですよ、ここにいない方がいいですよっていうのをいろいろ撒いたりとかしてるんだけど、ハマスが逃げれないようにこう普通の市民を盾にしてるとか、そういう情報もあるから。
Well, a lot of them just don't want to leave and don't feel like they should have to leave. The Palestinians feel like they have a right to be there.
そう、それも領土問題だからね、そもそも。
And、I agree with them. I think they do have a right to be there、and live there.
難しいよね。なんかその
And where should they go? I mean, the Gaza Strip is it's locked in. I mean, well, you just you can
なんかその
swim, I guess, but there's not really anywhere to go, right?
なんかソーシャルメディアとかを見ると、国民同士のそのいがみ合いというかさ、もう憎しみがすごいことになってるわけじゃん、まあ、仕方ないんだけど、だからその結局イスラエル側の人もあの椅子とか出してワールドカップみたいに空爆を見物している写真が出たりとか、あのだからそのイスラエル側はやっぱりガザを侵攻することによってピースが得られるって本当に思ってるわけじゃん、まあ、いつも危ない思いしてるから、だからこれどうやったら解決するんだろうね。
I don't think that Israel's interested in letting the Palestinians keep their land. They're just not. And the Palestinians want Jerusalem. This is largely about Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And it's largely, it has religious roots.
Yeah. そうなんだよ。だからこの一番めんどくさいタイプのその領土問題と、しかもその元が宗教だし、で、あとそのアラブ人とユダヤ人っていう人種も違うし、すっごくめんどくさいんだよねこれ。だから全然解決しないわけなんだけどさ。It's really scary to see like civilians having like picket signs saying like really hateful stuff とか。
Which civilians?
どっち側も。Especially Israel. Like all the Palestinian people should die とかなんかいろいろ書いてたりするじゃん。
One interesting thing about this issue is thatmost of the countries in the world are on the state of Palestine's side on this and recognizes them as a state.
Right.
Israel doesn't. And as a consequence, the United States doesn't.
Right.
And then Japan doesn't because the United States doesn't.
That the
you know, it's just, it's a...There's a very clear agenda here.
Yeah, だって日本でも細かくは、まあ、ちょっとはその地上侵攻が始まりましたとかは報道してるけど、その細かいところは全然報道してないもんね。だから気まずいから、気まずいって言うと簡潔すぎるけど、あんまりこう言えないんだろうね。
Yeah, almost as disturbing as the conflict itself is just the activity in mainstream media about this whole thing. It's really disturbing.
でもだから人事じゃないというかさ、日本もね、領土問題あるし、こう近隣諸国とあんまりうまくいってなかったりとか、だからその外から見るとさ、何やってんのってなるじゃん。さ、お互い死んでるし、でも本人たちはさ、もうね、 絶対に自分が正しいってお互い思うからなかなか解決しないわけであって、日本も人事じゃないよね。 It's really depressing. It's really depressing.
It is, and it's weird because the US relationship with Israel is a very strange one. I think it's kind of this Western civilization versus Islam theme, this theme that we've been seeing for a while. And even people that are running for president, like Mitt Romney, they make a point to travel to Israel and give speeches about the, you know, the relationship with the that the U.S. has with Jews in Israel and how important that is to the United States and the economic relationship. And it's just, I don't know, it's creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. It is really creepy.
Like, why do people running for president have to go to Israel and, like, and speak in Jerusalem and talk about the holy city and, you know, this, the separation of church and state concept is...
関係なくなってる
よね。 Totally gone out the window.
Yeah. まあすごいクリスチャンの人多いからね。 To please them and to get them to vote for you. You're supposed to be involved, I guess. But しかもさ、この地下トンネルっていうのもかなりすごいことになってるというか、地下トンネルって呼んでいいのかっていうほど結構すごいものなんだよね。あの、こうガザ側からもちろんそのイスラエル側にも通ってるし、エジプトとかにもすごい通ってて、密輸してたりするからすごいそれでお金を儲かってたんだって。でも去年のエジプトの新政権になってからそれを閉じちゃったから、今までこうイスラエルとパキスタンが揉めるとだいたいこうエジプトが仲裁に入っていたんだけど、今回はもうそれが通用しないっていうか、お前らうちのトンネル閉じたくせになんか入ってきてんじゃねえみたいな感じで、そういうのもあるから。だから今カタールとかね、あの国連の人たちとかさ、あのカタールとどこだっけ、なんかまあその近隣諸国に行ってちょっと話つけてもらえませんかみたいなやりに行ったりしてるけど。
Have you seen any of the videos of what's going on recently?
I only saw the 空爆の videos where like people are like cheering and stuff, but
the cheering is pretty weird. People climb
really
up on these
creepy
hills,
yeah,
and they watch, they actually watch these,
so,
these targeted missiles
so
from Israel.
本当に椅子をみんな持ってさ、その丘に置いて、yeah, 超チルしながらテレビでも見るような感じで空爆を見てるわけよね。でも、まあ、それを見て Wow, it's crazy っていうのは簡単なんだけど、実際問題その場にいたらそうなっちゃうものなんだろうね、人間って。そうなってるってことは実際に。で、常にこう、隣からハマスがロケット弾をめちゃくちゃ撃ってきてる状態で、百何十、yeah. 十発とか。で、まあ、迎撃してるとはいえ、やっぱり怖いから、じゃあやっちゃえみたいな。
The main problem with this is that the people that they're killing aren't Hamas, aren't...
そうなんだよ。
Aren't the people that are attacking them.
そうそう。なんかね、子供とかすごい人数死んじゃってるんだけど。
You know, they say it's unavoidable, but no, it's not. It's not unavoidable.
Yeah.
When 80% of the people that you're killing are civilians, you're fucking up.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. I don't know. It's... なんか、どうなるんだろうね、これ。だから一瞬停戦17日にさ、停戦して5時間ぐらい。Mm.停戦したかと思いきや地上侵攻の準備してただけだったみたいな。Where are they going? Like, it's, where is this going? I wonder.
Syria's not good either.
そうだよ。なんかもうこの辺本当に大変なことになってるよね。難民の数もすごいしさ。It's like
Syria and ISIS, Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, the whole region's a mess.
めちゃくちゃだよね。I don't know.次、イギリスのサリーナノシステムズ社が世界で最も黒い物質ベンタブラックを公開しました。ベンタブラックはカーボンナノチューブでできています。 99.96% の光を吸収するため、肉眼で見るとブラックホールのように穴が開いているように見えます。 ペンタブラックで物を覆うと消えてしまったかのように見え、元の形を見分けることは不可能です。今後カメラや望遠鏡、赤外線探知機などへの利応や兵器や宇宙産業にも応用が期待されています。
A British tech company called Surrey Nanosystems have created a material called Vanta Black that absorbs 99.965% of electromagnetic radiation, including visible light. The material is made from nanotubes, which are very small structures of perfectly aligned carbon atoms. The material absorbs so much light that the human eye is incapable of seeing it or any shape that it may be obscuring. The tech firm believes that the Vanta Black material has potential applications in cameras, telescopes, and other imaging equipment.
てかそもそもの話なんだけどさ、これ英語で言うと Vanta Black なんだね。 E じゃなくて A なんだ。
Yes, well, it's A because it's Vanta, which is an acronym、that stands for Vertically Aligned Nanotube Arrays.
じゃあ Vanta ってカタカナにした人ちょっと偉いよね。 Vanta Black より Vanta Black の方が通じそうじゃない？
Why?
だって Vanta、It's not Vanta じゃん。そのカタカナにするとき、もともとのに近づけてカタカナにしてくれた方がさ、いいといつも思って、なんかメリケンとかさ、メリケン子、なんかアメリカンっていうよりメリケンの方が近いじゃん。だからなんか絶対さ、最初にカタカナにする人がいるから、セレブの名前とかもそうだけどさ、あのよく間違ってんのあるじゃん。
Yeah, I'm not good at it either.
だから。あのね、まあちょっとそれ関係ないけど、この写真すごいよね。これの
I haven't actually seen the picture.
あのね、あの
What does it look like?
あのアルミホイルの上に乗せて作るらしいの。だからアルミホイルに乗ってんだけど、写真は、あのそのペンタブラックが乗ってるところだけ平面に見えるの。なんかなんていうの、べったりした穴が開いてるみたいな、だから穴に見える。ちょっとドラえもんの世界みたいな感じで、
yeah.
そこに物があるように見えないっていうか、急になんか超深い穴が開いてるみたいに見えるの。
Do you know how they build this? Or how they make these nanotube arrays?
No.
No.
I'm not too interested either.
Why?
その写真だけで。しかもね、いや今日そのなんかパレスチナ問題を話そうと思って、ちょっといろいろさ記事とか見て、でその後にじゃあベンタブラックのノート作ろうと思ってたらさ、兵器産業にも応用が期待されていますって書いてあって、いきなりなんかあで、しかもこのベンタブラックってあのイギリスの政府があのインベストしてたんだよね、でそういうのを見てなんかもう、あそうですかって思っちゃった。
Why? I think it's really interesting.
急にやる気なくなっちゃう。
It's really interesting. Although NASA hasactually created materials very similar to this in the past. So this is only, I didn't write it down, but I think it's like 0.03% more, it absorbs 0.03% more than the NASA variety.
Really?
Yeah, the NASA one was like kind of close. But the problems with the NASA variety is thatit's not as stable in heat, and it's not resistant to vibration so much. So it kind of limits the potential applications. Also, this Vanta Black can be grown at 400 degrees Celsius, but the NASA variety can only be grown at temperatures of 750 degrees Celsius. So that kind of limits what you can grow it on, right? Because if the thing that you're trying to grow it on can't withstand temperatures of up to 750 degrees Celsius, then you can't grow the nanotube arrays on that surface.
あ、だからアルミホイルの上で生成されますっていうのが結構プッシュされてたんだ。
Because it's resistant to high temperature.
あ、そっか。なんかそれが全然記事に書いてないから、なんでこんなアルミホイルを押していくんだろうなと思ったんだよね。
Yeah.
そこなんでそんなポイントなんだ。
But that's one of the main advantages of this most recent version. Also, that little bit of a difference in absorption is pretty big, actually. Because
そうだよね。 I bet.
You know, when you go from 99.9 something to just that few, that last bit is like twice as absorb you know, it's absorbing twice as much. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Or what I mean to say is the amount that it's not absorbing is half as much.
Right.
Yeah.
なんかこのベンタブラックが道に落ちてたら確実に穴がめちゃくちゃ深い穴が開いてると思うよ。
Hmm.
それぐらい本当にリアルに全然光を。
So you can actually tell. You can actually tell what the effect is by looking at the picture. Kind of.
Kind of. うん。そうそうそう。それも
面白い。It must be a lot crazier to look at it in person, though.
Yeah.
Right.
本当に深い穴が開いているように見えるんだよ。
What if you were just wearing a mask that was covered in this Vanta black?
顔に穴が開いているように見える。だからその写真もアルミホイルってくしゃくしゃしてるじゃん。シワがいっぱいあるじゃん。
Mm.
その上にベンタブラック置いてあるんだけど、そのシワももう見えないから、本当にな、もう、まあ、写真見るのが一番早いけど、肉眼で見なくても写真ですらその凄さが若干わかる。Mm.
So it's like a black hole.
It looks like a black hole. 本当に。
Black holes are the only thing that we know of that absorbs 100%. So you can't see a black hole either.
そっか。
So what does a black hole look like? We can't tell because it's too dark. In fact, the only reason why we call it a hole is because it's so dark. It's not actually a hole, right?
そうだよね。だからベンタブラックも、ベンタブラックもそういうことだよね。実際穴じゃないけど、yeah. 穴に見えるっていう。
But it's the same phenomenon as a black hole. Well, I mean, visually, it's the same phenomenon. Other than that, they're pretty different.
ベンタホールって名前にすればよかったのにね。
でもホールじゃないから、this is what we're talking about. It's not a hole.
でもホールに見えるから、ブラックホールと同じさ感じでいいじゃん。Yeah. 面白いじゃん。でもちょっと写真ね、まだ見てない人見てほしい。本当に不思議な感じだから。よくよく見るとね、あの、
We kind of forget that
何これみたいな。
The only reason why we can see stuff is because light is bouncing off of it.
いやいや。そう、てか普段そんなこと考えないもんね。あ、今マイケルが見えてるのは光が反射しているからですとか。
Have you seen like old depictions of what scientists thought was happening? Like they were, when they were trying to figure out how we see. So people actually thoughtPeople had theories that our eyes like shoot light out. And so when we look somewhere, the reason why we can see is because our eyes are shooting something out that's illuminating.
During
it.
Daytime?
Yes.
ってこと?
Yes, all the time.
夜になったら?
So when you look somewhere, the reason why you can see is because your eyes are like...
Ah, そういうこと? So all the rest is dark and it's just your eyes are like...Working as spotlights?
Yeah.
Ah. まあそれも面白いね。
What a dumb theory.
でもさ、何にも今の科学の知識ない状態で考えてくださいって言ったら、
I love reading about that stuff. Like what people used to think.
Yeah.
Like they thought if you put cheese underneath a rug, that it actually produces mice. Like mice actually come from there.
Ah.
It's not that.Mice are somewhere else and come to the cheese.
でも私ちっちゃい時思ってたそういう風に。その虫が湧いてくるっていうじゃん。
Huh.
その食べ物に虫が湧くとか死体に虫が湧くっていうのはなんかその中から。
Well, sometimes that is the case, but not with mice.
なんかこう発生してるかと思った。どっかから来てるっていう発想はなかったから。科学の知識ないとそう思うんだよね、きっと人間は。
It's like when...Babies cover their eyes and they assume that you can't see them.
Ah, そうだね。
Isn't that interesting?
あと赤ちゃんとかさ、まあ、あの動物、猫とかもそうだけど、こうおもちゃをタオルの下とかに隠すともうなくなっちゃったと思って、もう消えたみたいな感じで、あ、もうないんだって。
Some animals think that way too.
面白いよね。
Like certain dogs, like stupid dogs.If you hide something or if you cover something up, they assume that it's gone.
Yeah, かわいいよね。あとこう赤ちゃんとかさ、ぎゅっと食べ物握っちゃってさ、こう自分の手の中に入ってんだけど、持ってるのになんかもうないみたいな、もうなくなったみたいな。だ基本こう見えないともうないと思っちゃうみたい。面白いよ。
That actually comes from this concept of the self and the ego. And when a baby is born, there is no ego. And mm-hmm. there's no differentiating between the baby's self and the outside world. So they say the whole world is crying when a baby's crying. Mm-hmm. You know, everything's crying.
Right, right.
There's no, it's not I'm crying. It's this is what the world experience is.
Right.
And so they kind of carry that into their early years, you know, 1-2 years old. And that's the covering up their eyes and thinking that you can't see them. Because they don't understand that what their experience is only their experience.
Right.
Not everyone's experience.
もうそれ大変すぎだよね。そういうふうに思って生きてたら。It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, if you never manage to separate them.
Yeah. 面白い。
次。A new robot technology called Jibo received almost $900,000 of funding within just 4 days of its campaign launch on Indiegogo. The initial goal was $100,000. Described as a family robot, Jibo can perform tasks like taking pictures, providing reminders, and communication. The promotional video puts a great emphasis on Jibo's nurturing interaction with family members.
ジーボという名前の新しいロボット技術がクラウドファンディングのサイトインディーゴーゴーでたった4日間のうちに約9000万円の資金調達に成功しました。もともとのゴールだった1000万円を大きく上回る結果となりました。ファミリーロボットのジーボは写真を撮影したり人間とコミュニケーションを取ったりするほか、リマインダー機能が搭載されています。プロモーション用のビデオではジーボと人間の家族の間の親しい関係が描かれています。ビデオ見てない。
Really?
It's a really,
it's a well-made video, for sure.
かわいい?
I guess.
人型でしょ?
No.
人型じゃないの?
No,
no. 何の形なの?
It's 28 centimeters tall. It weighs about 3 kilograms. And it has a round screen as a face. And the screen is on some sort of a swiveling base.
Okay.
So it can like swivel at the base, and then there's like a swiveling neck. So that allows this thing to look in like any direction.
Oh, okay.
And it actually turns really fast in the video.
怖いな。
Like, and it.
スクリーンは何が映ってんの？顔なの？
It depends. Normally it's just a face, but it can show you other stuff.
可愛い顔。
I guess.
あのソフトバンクのさペッパ
ー Yeah.
かわいいよね。あれ人型だもんね。
It just looks like an iPad on like a thing with rollers, no?
またもうあれやだ。
Doesn't the Peppa thing have like an iPad on the on its chest or something?
あ、チェストはそうだったかな。でも顔はさ普通にもうね、顔じゃん。
I guess.
あのキロボだっけ宇宙のみたいな感じ。日本のってみんな大体ああいう感じだよね。ちょっとアシモもそうだけどちょっとかわいい。
What happened to that キロボ？
わかんない。もう帰ってきた。
まだ生きてる？
死なないんじゃない？わかんない。ロボットだから。日本もう帰ってきたのかな地球にね。きっとわかんない。全然続報読んでない。
They probably just leave it up there now.
え、これジーボはこれあれか。だからインディゴーゴーで投資した人がまず手に入れるってこと？
Yeah.
いくらで売るの?
I don't know. I don't know.
でも写真を撮影したりリマインダー機能。でも写真を撮影したりってどういうこと? Selfie しなくていいってこと?
So the Jibo costs $500.
5万か。
Yeah. It'll take pictures for you. So if the family wants like a family photo.And the Jibo is on the table. In the video, it's like, Jibo, take a picture of the family, please. Or something. And the thing like swivels around and it's like, okay. And it takes
a
picture.
So it talks to you.
Yeah, it talks.
Face recognition とかあるのかな?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It has a lot of different technologies. Facial recognition, pictures.
What is this mainly for? Communication?
Well, it's from the video, it seems like it's mostly to j just entertain your family and kids.
Hmm.
But it shows like families interacting with it and kids interacting with it.
Hmm.
But also shows like some sarariman coming home and being like, "Hi, Jibo. Remind me to do this," or.
まあそれでも Siri もできるもんね。
Yeah, it's like I guess it's like a Siri. It's like Siri that's always turned on.
うざいな。
And stays where you leave it. It can't like walk around or anything. I don't think it just stays.
ああそっかそっか。
Yeah.
しかもそっか28センチだとそんなに大きくないからじゃあ。
But the idea is that you don't you control it completely by voice.
Okay.
So Siri, for example, there's a lot of things you can't do.
Right, right.
And if you want to use Siri, you have to hold down the home button and
or get the app to
and turn
skip it
on. It. Yeah.
え、欲しいこれ?
No.
でも9000万円はすごいよね。もう1億近いよ。
Yeah. 4
日間で。
Yeah.
だから日本
A lot of people want this thing.
日本もちょっとね、クラウドファンディング、あの、ちょっとずつ耳にするようにしたけど。そんな欲しいか、みんな。何人ぐらいで9000万円だったのかね。Were there like a lot of people?
I don't know. It says 1,889 supporters so far.
1,700人か。
So almost 2,000 supporters.
But
each supporter is buying a Jibo.
Right, right. え、これってさ、電話機能はついてないんだよね、携帯じゃないから。だから例えばその、おばあちゃんとかが一人暮らしで、救急車呼んでとか言っても電話できるわけではないのかな。
Here's what it looks like.
あ、え、可愛くない。扇風機みたいだね。
I guess so. Yeah, it can call people, I think.
あ、そう。
And also, it's open to developers. So people can develop third-party software for this thing. Kind of like the App Store and the iPhone.
そっかそっか。
So...
じゃあいろいろできるね。その介護用とかさ、そのね、一人暮らしのおじいちゃんおばあちゃん用とかにはいいかもね。
いや。
そっか。そう、まだね、ちょっとあんまり想像できないんだよね。そういうこういうロボットが家の中にいるっていうのが、まあ将来的には一家に一台とかなるのかね。
Well, people already have the the Xbox thing.なんだっけ?
Kinect?
Yeah, the Kinect. Isn't... From a surveillance standpoint, that's kind of similar. You know, something that's always turned on and has infrared cameras and stuff.
Is
watching your living room. So, I think that's kind of... That's one of the main barriers to this product.
Mm-hmm.
That people aren't really comfortable with having something in their house.
Yeah.
That can constantly monitor them.
Yeah.今逆のこ逆にそれが嫌だって言ってんだもんね。そのさ、
yeah.
このウェブキャムにテープつけたりとかさ、
yeah.
してるのにこんなの家に置いてたら、
yeah. You don't put tape on your webcam and then bring home a Jibo.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that would be so stupid. そっか。まあでもね、
But,
一人暮らしのおじいさん。
So there's kind of these two philosophies. Oh, I don't like the NSA and the surveillance, and I don't trust the government and all this stuff is very creepy.
Yeah.
And then people that are kind of embracing this, saying that, you know, there are going to be no secrets anyways, and I don't have anything to hide,
right,
so
right.
I don't care.
Right, right.
And I like this sort of technology and the functional benefits that it being turned on all the time and these other attributes lend
it. そうね。で、やっぱりさ、見た目に騙されてると思うわ、自分も。こうペッパーみたいに可愛かったらそんなになんかクリーピーって思わないのにこの扇風機は急にクリーピーに見えるもん。
You think this looks creepy?
Isn't it?
I don't know. I feel like the ones that are shaped like people are creepier. I don't like that.
逆に?
Yeah, I don't want some Terminator with an iPad walking around in my house.
でも喋るからなんかキャラクターっぽいと喋ってても別にそんなに違和感ないけどこういうなんかなんていうのモノリスみたいじゃんちょっとなんかあんまり人間っぽくない生き物っぽくないものが喋りかけてくるとちょっと怖くない
But they do a really good job of making it look cute in the video
Oh, really?
Because it like looks around, its head kind of swivels around, and it tracks people. So when you're talking to it, it looks at you. And as you're walking around the room,
it's
watching you.
That's creepy. それちょっと怖いね。そんなずっと見ないでよみたいな。
Yeah.
And
yeah, you'll be naked and it'll just be like,
right?
Hi,
just
mommy.
Looking at you the whole time, and it has a camera.
And it's just sending video stream straight to some guy's desk at the NSA. And he's just sitting there with like some industrial bottle of lotion.
やだ。まあなんかこういうの開発してる人はもっとさちゃんとした理由があって人を助けるために作ってくれてるんだろうけど、ちょっとねあんまり自分のところにあるのは想像できないからまだ。
I'm actually impressed that it's only $500 though.
そうだね。相棒いくらだったっけ？十何万とか？結構最初出てきた時もっとだったかな？結構高かったよね。
I don't know.
5万円。
What's happened to Aibo?
よく話になるけど、わかんない。知らない。あのアザラシとのやつしかわかんない。おばあちゃん用の。次。
Two girls in North Florida.Posted a video on social media that shows them torturing a rare gopher tortoise. The teens doused the turtle in a flammable liquid and lit it on fire before throwing it against the pavement multiple times and eventually stomping it to death. Internet users, specifically a group of people on 4chan, initiated an effort to identify the two girls and publicly expose them for their inappropriate behavior. The two girls could face felony charges for aggravated animal cruelty.In addition to a felony charge for the death of an endangered species. The 4chan board members were also involved in similar movements involving a French cat, a teenager that held a gun to a dog's head, and a kitten who was shown being kicked on the video sharing app called Vine.
北フロリダに住む2人の少女がアナホリゴファーガメという貴重なカメを虐待している映像をソーシャルメディアに投稿しました。少女たちは可燃性の液体にカメを浸してから火をつけたり、道路に何度も投げつけたりした後踏みつけて殺害しました。海外の2チャンネルといわれる4chan、まあ、4チャンのユーザーたちがこの映像を解析して少女たちの身元を特定しました。少女たちは動物虐待の罪のほか、絶滅に瀕した動物を殺した罪にも問われる可能性があります。4ちゃんのユーザーは過去にも猫や犬を虐待し、その様子を投稿した人々の身元を特定したことがあります。
アナホリゴファガメ、
ゴファガメ、
ゴファガメ、
ちょっと初めて聞いたけどレアなカメなんだって。でも日本でもね、似たようなことあるよね。あの2チャンネルの人たちがこう特定して、
うん、
あのなんか悪いことしてる人を、まあ、捕まえはしないけど、まあ、特定するみたいな。これさ、自らとだからこう大人がやっぱりさ、うちらの時代にはこういうのなかったよねとか言うの簡単なんだけど、うちらの時本当に良かったと思わない？大人みんな、そのなかったから、バインとかツイッターとかフェイスブックとか、そのここまでさ、カメをこんな虐待するとかは普通の人はやらないけど、どう考えても。でも例えばその未成年でお酒の、特に大学生とか1年生がお酒飲んだりとかさ、高校生でタバコ吸ってる子とか絶対うちらの時にもいたけど、ツイッターとかがなかったからこんな大問題にならなかったというかさ。
Yeah, how many Anahori GofagameHave been killed up until now, but nobody knew about it because we had no social media.
Yeah. I don't.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No. I'm just saying that, like, when I was a teenager, I never had to worry about posting something that would get me into trouble later.
I think this is a good thing, though.
This is a good thing. This turtle thing is a good thing. Like.
You mean
as in, like, them, how they got caught?
Yeah,
they got caught, so it's good. But like, その他のちっちゃいことはさ、やっぱ。
Did you ever kill small animals when you were young?
Yeah, I've killed bugs. You know
what sorts of bugs and how many?
わかんないけど、ちっちゃい時はだってあるでしょ、みんな。 結構さ、
like、what?
地方から来た人とかに聞くとすごい人いるじゃん。なんかカエル、ま、虐待って意味だけじゃなくても、 No, I wasn't、oh. But like some people from countryside、mm. They always talk about なんかカエルをこう裂いてなんかザリガニの餌にしてたとかさ、結構そういう残酷なことするじゃん、子供って、だから、まあ、これはね、この亀のやつは絶対にもうダメだよ、これはもう超ムカつく。これ見てるだけでもイライラするけど。
Have you seen the video?
This video?
Yeah.
No freaking way. 絶対やだ。もうこの字読むだけで、このマイケが書いたノートを日本語にしてる時点でもうイライラだったのにさ。
The video is pretty bad.
I bet. Jesus. この猫を蹴ってるやつは見たことあるよ。それも超ムカついたけどね。でもそれをやっぱりさ、バインに投稿するかって思うよね。It's like you think that it's nothing?Or you're just not thinking at all? Like, what's going on through their head when they're posting these kind of stuff?
Well, more than posting it, I don't understand why you would light a turtle on fire. Like,
why? 楽しくもないし、意味がわかんない。
What kind of sadistic fuck are you if you're lighting a turtle on fire?
ね。
And it's a turtle. So the turtle is like trying to get away, but it's a fucking turtle.
Yeah.
So it's so slow.
It can't do anything.
And it tries to like go inside of its shell.
Which doesn't do shit.
Which doesn't help if this...these enormous little girls are like throwing you against the pavement, and then so they eventually just stomp on it until it dies.
もうまあ頭おかしいよね、正直どう考えても。
But kids do this kind of stuff, I feel like. Maybe not at that age, but kids that are like 6 years old, 5-6 years old can be pretty cruel.
Kids are cruelYes. But これはちょっとさすがに、この中だってフラムボーリクイッドとか出てきてる時点でちょっとおかしいじゃん。なんか、だからアリの巣を壊したりとかさ、なんか何わかんないけど、ミミズ踏んづけたりとかさ、なんか子供はそういうことするけど。
Have you ever killed an animal using a magnifying glass?
What?
That's what everyone does in the States.
あ、燃やすってこと？
They get the magnifying glass、mm. and if you have it at the right angle you can focus、mm. the light right、mm. into just one tiny point. And so the game, well, this is what me and my evil friends were doing when I was young.
Okay.
In the States, the game is you try to kill ants、mm. using a magnifying glass.
黒いからね。
And it's really difficult because the ants running around and you're trying to keep this
right
magnifying glass beam on the ant.
Right.
It's really pretty fucked up, actually.
Does it ever work?
You have to be really good to pull it off.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I had much success, but I remember doing it for many hours.
なんで子供ってさ、なんか残酷なんだろうね。面白いといえば面白いよね、その現象自体が。
I don't know. Do you think that kids inherently don't have morals, and that's something that we...pick up from culture, or do we inherently have morals but it doesn't manifest itself until later in life?
わかんないけどないんじゃない？モラルが、うん。
So Tarzan is just totally immoral.
まあ大人になってそのだんだん学んでいくとかはもちろんあるかもしれないけど、だってさ、ちっちゃい時に害も虫も何にも殺したことない人の方が多分珍しいでしょ。
Yeah.
なんか
I think so.
罪悪感とかも何もないじゃん。あの本当に無邪気に別に殺してやるとかそういうなんか怒りの感情とかではなく、なんかただやるみたいなさ。
People debate what we have as a basis for morals without religion. And so there's this idea that without religion, there is no morality.
Well, that doesn't really apply because, I mean, I'm in Japan and, you know, あんまり宗教色が強くないから。
No, but that there's a culture of, there's a moral culture that、
yeah.
has already been established
yeah, yeah,
that、yeah. you've been raised in, regardless of religious
まあ、
ties.
Culture はね。
And that culture has moral roots in religious philosophies,、
mm.
right?
でもなんか確かによく考えるとさ、ちっちゃい時さ、絶対にアリを殺しちゃいけませんとかって言われた？
No.
言われないよね。
No one gives a shit about ants.、
ね、if it's, それで怒られるわけでもないし、ね。
If it's furry or warm-blooded, like a bird, you don't want to kill a bird.
マモは基本的にダメだよね。
But you can kill snakes.
え？まあでも確かにカエル殺してる人もいるもんね、ちっちゃい時。
I don't think you should kill frogs.
What? Then snakes are out of the list too.
No, but snakes are dangerous.
And they're pests. Some frogs are dangerous too.
Frogs are dangerous?
There are like poisonous ones.
Where?
In Amazon.
Where? Yeah, where?
In Amazon. そっか。ね、わかんない。でも、そうだよね。I don't know.
So if we started a new civilization on some island somewhere, totally secluded.
Yeah.
And we didn't give them any culture. Nothing.
Yeah.
They start from a blank
slate. Like no principles?
Nothing.
Like no
nothing? We teach them nothing. Are they going to be a moral culture?
Yeah, ないでしょうね、多分。
So where does...
like start... having sex when they're like 10 or 11 and they'll be like killing bugs and worms.
The first thing you imagine is sex.
Yeah, because I think that's another thing that's like controlled, somewhat controlled by Moraru.
Mm. So, and without it, they'd just be banging at like 12.
Yeah, it's possible, I think.Like older man sleeping with a 12-year-old girl とかもさ You know、mm. 捕まるからやらないけど You know if it's not If there's no law or anything I'm、mm. sure there'll be people who would do it
It's interesting how culture can so easily be corrupted and have the opposite effect as well、
mm.
Like Nazi Germany
Yeah true
Or ISIS for example
結局は人間が後からつけたもんだもんね後付けじゃん生まれ持ってしたものじゃなくて、
mm.
だから
And it's very difficult to have different values if you're raised、mm. in a particular environment you know、mm. if you or I were born into Hamas or, the, or
yeah, yeah,
ISIS、
exactly.
or whatever
そうだから彼らにとってはそれが
that mentality is almost inevitable
いや彼らにとってそれがモラルじゃんその私にとっては例えばあのゲイの人に対して差別というかさ、まあ、無教養なまま差別をしないっていうのは、うん、私の中ではモラルだけど超クリスチャンのもう本当の原理主義みたいな人からするとそれが逆にモラルじゃないわけじゃん
Did you hear about the Supreme Court judge that said that、if people can have if men can have sex with other men what's to stop them from having sex with animals
What?
Yeah, the Supreme Court judge said that recently, I believe, allegedly.
That's so stupid. That the animals は同意できないじゃんね. It's always rape.
Yeah, well...
Didn't they think about this? Hello?
I don't think people raping animals care, but...
But animals do care.
No, the point here is that being gay doesn't mean that you want to fuck men and animals. Like that they're...
Of course.
Where is this animal thing coming from? Like, that's the next...
どこの Supreme Court ですか、それは?
That's the next logical step, is to have sex with an animal.
どこの Supreme Court ですか、それは?
U.S.
Where?
I don't know. I don't know what state. Probably some southern state.
Fuck them. Infuriating.
Yeah. See...Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was an international passenger flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur that crashed near Donetsk Oblast in the Ukraine on July 17, 2014. It is believed that the aircraft was shot down by a Buk surface-to-air missile fired from a location controlled by pro-Russian separatists. All 298 people that were on board the plane are dead.
マレーシア航空の旅客機が17日アムステルダムからクアラルンプールへ向かう途中にウクライナのドネツク地区に墜落し乗客298人全員が死亡しました親ロシア派が拠点を置いている地区から地対空ミサイルが発射されたとみられています17日
いや
このさ、てか1回のバイリンガルニュースエピソードでこのロシアの話とあのパレスチナ問題の話どっちも出てくるって結構きついよね。
Yeah, well, there are some people that suspect that Netanyahu、ordered the ground invasion、sort of using this Ukrainian airliner incident as a distraction、
hmm.
That's difficult to prove.
まあ結局どっちも注目されるけどね。
Yeah, so obviously this incident has been getting a lot of coverage in the media.
Right.
A lot of people are very upset about this. And there's a lot of conflicting reports from both sides. The Russian side.
そうだね、yeah.
The EU side.
Yeah.
Or the pro-Russian separatist side versus the Ukrainian side.
Right.
And most Western countries are on the Ukrainian side. And accusing Russia of disinformation, mm. and Russia's accusing Ukraine and the U.S. and others of their own、
right.
disinformation.
でもあれでもね、この新ロシア派の人がツイッターで、あの、飛行機を撃ち落としたみたいなことを言って削除したみたいなのは報道されてたよね。だからその、結局、
There's actually an audio recording.Of a pro-Russian separatist commander speaking to someone on the ground when they had first heard of this happening.
What were they saying?
They were saying, the person on the... They had initially reported that they shot down some cargo plane or something.
Mm.
Some Ukrainian cargo plane.
Yeah.
But the person on the ground was saying, all the people here are civilians. This seems to be a civilian aircraft.And the commander was like, oh, really? Like,
yeah, なんかさ、ウクライナのそのカーゴの飛行機とマレーシア航空の飛行機の写真を並べてどっかのメディアがなんか書いてたけど、すごい色が似てるんだよね。
Yeah, also, supposedly Putin had been in the area just 30 minutes prior. In his own aircraft, kind of the Russian equivalent of the Air Force One, like、oh. presidential jet.
Okay.
And that also looks very similar to Malaysian Airlines aircraft.
So there was,
some conspiracy theories that、the Ukrainian military was actually attempting to assassinate the Russian, Putin.
Right.
But right. That's pretty much unsubstantiated at this point. ちょっと
似てるの多すぎない?
Yeah, there's a lot of really weird things going on with this, like the AIDS researchers that were on board the aircraft as well.
あれ最初さ100人ぐらい乗ってたって言われたけど結局6人? まあそれでも6人そのだってあれでしょもう AIDS の研究してる。
That's a big difference. This is just something. This is
ね。だって100人だと。
How ridiculous the media has been.
Yeah.
100 AIDS researchers?
Yeah.
Like,
なんかその会合に、
revised to six?
会合になんかね、出てた人たちが、だから100人だともうその地球上の AIDS のことちゃんと分かってる人が、一番分かってる人たちが死んじゃったみたいなさ、報道だったじゃん、最初。まあでも6人でもね、相当だけど。
Well, the Daily Mail had initially reported that there were over 100 babies on board the aircraft.
What?
Yeah.
How...Does that ever happen?
Why would a third of the people on an airplane be babies?
I don't know.
Like, that's just
Muriati
dramatic.
でもかなり錯綜してたもんね。しかもその後もさ、この何、散乱してるところからお金とか盗まれてるとかさ、あの、クレディットカードとか被害者の人の盗まれてるとか。
The bodies have all been looted. And I believe now they're reporting that the bodies have all been loaded into some Russian train, refrigerated train.
Okay.
And they're taking it to an undisclosed location, all the bodies.
Undisclosed location?
Yeah.
Why is it... Why? Oh, because it's...
Because they, no one knows where they're taking the bodies.
Okay.
But they put the bodies in refrigerated train cars. And,
これどうするんだろうね? こうみんながさ...うちじゃありません、うちじゃありませんって言ってる状態じゃん。
Well, initially the pro-Russian separatists said that it couldn't have been them because they don't have the equipment to to shoot planes at that altitude, they have something called man pads, which are like a handheld thing that anti-aircraft weapon, but it's incapable of shooting at those altitudes. More recently, the pro-Russian separatists have admitted that they did in fact have Buk anti-aircraft equipment.
Right.
Actually, on June 29th, the pro-Russian separatists took control of several of these at a Ukrainian base that they took.
Okay.
So everyone actually knew from the beginning that they had these Buk anti-aircraft.
なんかテレビでその軍事専門家みたいな人が普通はこのエンタイエアクラフト equipment 使うときはその普通の民間の旅客機のレーダーもちゃんと一緒に見ながら今ここに飛んでる自分のレーダーに映ってるのは何かなってちゃんと見るんだけどそのもしかしてちゃんと何あのストラクチャーされてないから民間の旅客機のレーダーを見てなかったのかもしれないですねって言ってた as a possibility.
Yeah, so the Buks can be operated in a standalone mode where they don't receive any information from the national air traffic control. And that's the mode in which the pro-Russian separatists have been using them. When you do that, then you risk shooting down passenger aircraft.
Yeah.
Because you can't distinguish between enemy planes and passenger planes without the air traffic control.
でも不思議なのはさ、このエリアを旅客機がまだ飛んでたことが ちょっとびっくりした。このドネツクの上を。
Yeah. It wasn't just Malaysia Airlines that was flying over that area. Other airlines were flying over it as well. Although some airlines had diverted their course.
だから今はさすがにみんな迂回してるみたいだけど、その上飛んでったっていうこと自体もちょっと怖いなって思うよね。
The Ukrainian government had warned airlines flying over the area not to fly below 9,800 meters. There was an altitude advisory that was issued.
Okay.
The problem is that the Buk is capable of shooting aircraft as high as 24,000 meters.
でもそんなのさ、この6月29日に撮られちゃった時点でわかるじゃん。いや。あ、やばい、高いのも撃てるじゃんみたいな。そこでもう一回さ、エアライン各社に言わなかったのかな?
I mean, it's certainly a mistake. It shouldn't have just been an altitude advisory at that point. Once the pro-Russian separatists had access to the Buk anti-aircraft equipment, they shouldn't have been flying over it at all. Because those things can shoot aircraft at extremely high altitudes. You can't fly above the Buks.
怖いよね。あの、やっぱりその旅客機、まあ、航空業界とかすごい見てれば 気にする人もいるのかもしれないけど、例えばそのアムステルダムからクアラルンプールに行くお客さんがさ、実際どこを飛行してるかってあんまり気にしないじゃん、普通の人は。あれなんかドネツクの上通るんじゃないとかさ、そんな地理わかんないしさ。There's
actually some guy that had bought a ticket to the other Malaysian Airlines flight.
Okay.
Canceled it at the last second, so he survived that flight.
Okay.
And he had also bought a ticket for this flight and canceled this flight at the last second.
Oh.
So there's like some guy that just some weird coincidences like that. And there are people who had family members on both airplanes as well. Some weird.
Net.
Also weird is they're both Malaysia Airlines, obviously. They're both 777s. Not only are they both 777s, but they're the same exact type of 777. And it kind of makes you think, like, is this real life? Like, what are the odds of some of this stuff happening?
いつだっけ? 2ヶ月前とか1ヶ月前にさ、あの、今この平和情勢、てかこの世界情勢的に、 平和ではなくなっていますみたいな。どんどん戦後に比べて一番平和じゃないっていうのを聞いて、まあ日本に住んでるとそこまで実感は、そこまでっていうか実感ないけど、こういうことが次々起こると、あ、やっぱり平和じゃないんだとなるよね。
And a lot of people are very angry at Russia right now because of the way that Russia has been handling this. Supposedly, they have control of... They took the black boxes. Obviously, they took all the bodies.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, a Russian blogger uploaded a dash cam video of what appears to be a Buk M1, possibly the one responsible for this accident, being smuggled out of Ukraine into Russia.
その人はそれをどうやって手に入れたんだろうね、そのフォトージュかピクチャーか知らないけど。Dashcam. Oh, dash
That's how they always do it in Russia.
It's just crazy. So, あれだよね、ブラックボックス全然ダメージがないって今日朝言ってたニュースで。 But it's just, I don't know. しかもマレーシア航空、災難すぎる。
So the Russian position is that this is Ukraine's fault.
Right.
And obviously the Ukraine position is that this is Russia's fault.
Right.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know, but I... You know, like, people who were on this flight, 全然関係ないじゃん. アムステルダムからクアラルンプール.
Everyone's very angry with Russia.
Yeah, I bet.
All these countries.
Yeah, I bet.
Including the U.S. McCain said that there would be hell to pay, and that he has every intention of making sure that this conflict is brought to an end. And Obama has stated more or less the same thing.
私が最後に見た時、国籍が分からなかった乗客が十何人とかいたんだけど。 Was there any American on this flight?
Yes, there were Americans on the flight.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think there have been two passengers that confirmed American so far.
Okay. Because I feel like that would change stuff.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't help.
Russia. Yeah, I was wondering because... その十何人がその時点でなんで国籍が分かんなかったか分かんないけど... まあここにアメリカ人入ってたらちょっと違う話になりそうだなと思ったけど。
What do you think the US is going to do?
I don't know. I have no idea. But まあこれもそうだし、パレスチナもあるからね。 You know. アメリカ
The US is very busy.
いや、本当は、本当はっていうかもう離れてるけどね。 アメリカ忙しいよね。 まあ日本もね、でもアメリカと同じ、まあ大体自動的にアメリカと同じ立場になっちゃうから、これも一言じゃないけど。いや、今日はちょっと、重いのが多いよね。今日はっていうか、重いのが多いんだよね、常に。で、私とマイケルがあんまりこう重いの、なるべく、まあマイケルはわかんないけど、私はあんまりその重いの、 ここで選ばなくてもいいかなっていうのもあって、そんなに無理やりね、もう大きいニュースとかになってれば選ばないようにしてるけど、さすがに今回のこれはね、ちょっと。Well,
this is important because of what this may lead to.
Yeah.
What might come of this.
そうなんだよ.
Certainly things are not going to stay the same. So, a lot of countries have made their intentions clear that they're absolutely bent on ending this conflict one way or another.
Yeah. The
weird thing about the U.S. threats is, I mean, the U.S. has done the exact same thing, shooting down passenger planes with its own military on accident. This is something that's happened a few times throughout history. So,
まあそこ言い始めるとアメリカはさ、基本的に棚に上げて棚に上げてだから。まあでも結局その何かがこう悪化した時にアメリカに頼りたくなる気持ちもあるじゃん、みんな。だからね、難しいとこだよね。But
it'd be regrettable to see this kind of spun into a reason for the U.S. or other nations to become involved in this militarily.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't think that's the direction that this should be going.
そうね。いや、もうそうなったら本当に だってもう、だってもうこのパレスチナもでもそうだけど、ロシアと中国とさ、アメリカとかさ、もうだよね。
They've already,
本当に militarily に involve し始めたら終われよ、マジで。
Oh yeah. Russia's not going to put up with that.
No way.
It would be a disaster. And a lot of people are really concerned about this issue because of the history between the US and Russia and the Cold War, obviously. And the tensions there.
しかもこのタイミングで、あの集団的自衛権の解釈変えてるわけだから、日本は。ロシアと中国が今すごい手を結んでるわけじゃん。そこでじゃあアメリカがロシアに何か行動を起こしますってなったら、でアメリカの兵士がちょっと傷ついてなんだらって言ったら自衛隊の人がそこに行くわけじゃん。
まあ、
so it's like,
I guess it's not impossible.
It's like, ね、パレスチナ問題すごい遠いと思ったけど。
The problem is that the trend we're seeing is that all of this is escalating.The situation in Japan has escalated.
Yeah.
The situation with the islands has been continuing to escalate. The situation between Russia and the US is escalating.
Yeah.
The Syrian ISIS situation escalating. The Israel Gaza situation is escalating. There's not really anywhere where things are becoming less violent or less people are downsizing militaries or
逆だもんね。
Yeah, there's been more and more secrets, Japanese government secrets with specific clauses for U.S. military activities.
Yeah.
And some of those things are kind of worrying. You know, how much do we really want Japan to be involved or be in a position to be so easily pressured by the United States to become involved?
Right.
So rather than some of these actual things that are being passed, it's kind of...You know, where are we looking? Where is this going?
Yeah.
You know, where are we going to be 5 or 10 years from now? That's what people are really worried about, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It feels doomed because... だって日本とロシアも領土問題あるじゃん。中国と日本も領土問題あるでしょ。
Yeah.
で、ロシアとウクライナ領土問題あって、パレスチナとイスラエル領土問題あって。
And people are very...clearly chosen sides. When it comes to the Israel Palestine conflict, obviously Japan is on the Israel side. When it comes to this Russian incident, Japan is on the EU side. It's very clearly divided. There's two sides here, and neither of them seem to really be making a proper effort to.To defuse the situation.
Each party にやっぱり different truth があるから、こうどっちのサイドとか言ってる場合じゃないんだよね、本当は。
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, もう絶対に agree できないじゃん。お互い違う truth 持ってる場合は。So, I mean, it happens on individual levels too, and the solution is never to beat up each other.It's really stupid. 2014年にもなってね。今日はちょっと depressing
な話題だった。This is an interesting challenge. This is an interesting diplomatic challenge for the modern world. And the way that they handle this Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, the way that they handle the Israel-Palestine situation, I think those are going to be very indicative of what sort of a future we might be living in.
なんか each nation が成長してる感じがしないから after everything that humans been through so だからなんか嫌なんだよね、It's like have you guys learned like people who are in charge of or people who can actually influence these things like politicians and you know Obama and whoever なんかちゃんと学んでんのかね過去からその過去から学んだ上でちゃんとさソリューションカムアップしてるって思えないんだもん、I don't trust any of them to be able to make things better. That's why it feels so doomed.
And there are plenty of enemies of the human race. AIDS, cancer.
そうだからそっちにさ Meteors, フォーカスするべきじゃん。and global warming and environment stuff, you know, like もっと大事なことあるのに人間同士でこんなことしてる場合じゃないよね。Like なんか本当にいつも思うんだけど、エイリアンの立場に立ってみるっていうかさ、あのこの地球に初めて来た人の気持ちになったらバカじゃないって思うじゃん。何やってんの？ Like こんなに別のイシューがいっぱいあるのにお互いで殺し合ってんだみたいな。
It's not impressive to result
no way.
or to resort to military action.
No way.
It's not impressive. That's not hard to do. It's not difficult to send the children of your country, you know, the young people of your country into battle while you kind of sit at a desk.Collecting checks.
Yeah.
That's not impressive.
Yeah.
What's impressive is being able to take very difficult situations like this and negotiate peace. That's what's really difficult to do.
Yeah. そうなんだよね。
And the more honorable thing to do.
だからそのさ、でもそれをやらないじゃん。その集団的自衛権もそうだけど、あのじゃあはい、今中国とかと仲悪くなってきました。危ないし。アメリカにも助けてもらわなきゃいけないから、じゃあこれを解釈を変えましょう。でもさ、その前にさ、その仲悪くなったことを直す、どうにかして直す努力をするべきじゃん。そのはい、じゃあもううまくいかないから戦いましょう、もう嫌いですとかよりもさ、 Do you know what I mean? Like that's what we teach to kids.
Well, it's a very the solutions that are proposed by Abe, for example, are very short term. It's likeThis is a threat. We want to build up our military. But where... For how long?
Yeah.
Till when? How long are we going to do this for?
I mean, like, have we really tried to make things better?
Japan has not done shit to try to make things better. And neither has China. Neither has...
そう、みんな先にトライしてからさ、そっちに移ればいいじゃん。なんか、ちゃんとトライしないまま、ちゃんとコンバーセーションもしてないし、なんかトライしないまま、じゃあもう、こじれたからはいもうダメみたいなさ。
It's well, it's
like,
always,
what are you doing?
It's always meetings for business, meetings for trade.
Yeah.
You know, it's not meetings for really improving the relations of the two countries.
しかも勝手にさ政治家のたちの間で話して関係をこじらせといてさ、この国民関係ないじゃん。 You know what I mean? It's like, なんで why do we have to pay for some other people's 喧嘩? Like,That's fucked up. Yeah. I want to see Kuma-chan and like, I need to calm down.
You want to see Kuma-chan?
Yeah, I want to see Kuma-chan. So, but でもいろいろありすぎだからさ、it's just depressing. あ、そう。そう、さっき TOEIC のところでちょっと言おうと思って後で言おうって言ったやつは、あの、この間19日にコラム出したんだよね、また。それがあの英語の勉強方法を今までちゃんと自分でどうやってやったか考えたことなかったから、ちゃんと書いたちゃんと思い出して何してたかなみたいな。そしたら意外と勉強してた意外と勉強してた私と思ってびっくりした。でもそれがちょっと皆さんの参考になればいいなと思って書いたんだけど。
Yeah, I read some of it
Some of it?
Yeah.
It's not long. ちゃんと全部読んで。なんでいつもさ、なんか途中まで読んだとか。ひどいじゃん。
I get distracted.
ひどいじゃん。But yeah. ぜひ読んでみてください。英語勉強してる人は。I think it applies to other languages too. Like
yeah,
what、
course.
I did. So. なんか言わなくちゃ。あ、T シャツまだ Amazon に、男性用の XL 以外は残っているけど、ちょっと数が少なくなってきてる。なんかね、Amazon が教えてくれるの、あと何日で売り切れそうみたいな。
Really?
それが大体もうあと 1週間とか、huh. っていう感じだったので、欲しい方はぜひよろしくお願いします。あと文字起こし、今日の文が出るかもしれないよね。
出るはず。
はず。
But it might be a little late today. I'm not sure.
そうね、ちょっと。
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
No promises.
Yeah, no promises. No promises が一番だよ、マジで。いつでも。いつでもいつでも。
And, yeah, let's get the line sticker thing done soon.
Yes, I'm gonna work on it tomorrow. Anything from you?
Well, the Android app is well on its way.
Okay.
And, what else?
No, nothing.
そのぐらいかな。
そのぐらいかな。終わり。
以上です。
おしまいです。Bye.
Bye.